Irish Men's Sheds Association's energy partner has invited entries in for an exciting competition. It's open to all Men's Sheds members and it's called Reimagine Drogheda, and it's very much inspired by Knockbrack House, which was once the home of a famous racehorse called Drogheda, and that's now where the Flogas head office is situated. Now, there's a great story around this horse Drogheda and his race in the Grand National in Liverpool in 1898, and Flogas has invited the Irish Men's Sheds to reimagine Drogheda in a piece of work that symbolises the horse, okay, now the horse, not the town. And there's a great prize up for grabs about this as well. Joining me now to tell us more about it is Liam Reynolds. He's from Drogheda's Men's Shed, and Frank Dillon, he's head of fundraising with the Irish Men's Sheds Association. How are you both doing this morning?
Very well, Sinead.
Good. Good to have you on. Now, Liam, I'm going to start with you first of all, because there's a big year for Drogheda Men's Sheds. First of all, I believe you're changing your name, isn't that right?
That's correct, yeah. As you know, there was a very difficult year for all Men's Sheds. But yeah, we have moved premises. We've moved a little closer to the Noah Village. And because of that, we're no longer at Drogheda Men's Shed, but we are changing our name from Drogheda and District Men's Sheds.
Okay, so that's going to be from next year. And tell me about the new premises now, because it's quite the setup that you have there, I believe.
It really is. We were very, very lucky to get these premises. It's at Mullaghcrone, which is near the cement quarry. It's on 7.5 acres. A wonderful building. Wonderful building where we can provide, again, the stuff that we provided in the past. And we were extremely lucky to get this building. Extremely lucky. And as I say, we're very, very satisfied.
And, you know, as you mentioned there, it has been a very difficult year. You know, how have your members in Drogheda Men's Shed coped with, you know, COVID and everything closing?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, being retired or semi-retired, we are very vulnerable people for this. And some members decided that we should close, which we did. But in order to get the premises ready for reopening, we have a skeleton staff on who are doing the maintenance, checking out the building, making sure everything's in working order, painting and that type of thing. So that the building will be completely ready for the rest of the members when they return, hopefully in January.
Oh, please God, absolutely. Now, do you know what? You won't believe it. As we're talking here, I'm getting a message in about this famous horse. I have to ask you about this famous horse called Drogheda. I didn't know that there was a horse called Drogheda around in the 1890s. What do you know about him?
Well, I'm not a historian, far from it, or I'm not even a gambling man, but I'm led to believe that he won the 1898 Grand National. He was ridden by a jockey called John Gowley, I think was the name.
Okay.
And his starting price was 25-1.
Wow. And they were saying he'd no chance. He may as well be kept in the stable, they were saying, because he couldn't stay the distance. But he proved them all wrong. And, you know, I'm getting a message here coming in on 086-1800-658. Hi, Sinead. My great-grandfather, George Gradwell, owned and trained that horse, Drogheda, in Knockbrack, where Tesco Extra is situated now. And that's coming in from Dom Gradwell. Thank you so much. So we have a lovely connection to this fantastic horse. And this is all going to be celebrated in this fantastic competition. Now I have to bring in Frank on this one. How are you doing, Frank?
Good morning, Sinead. How are you?
I'm good. Now tell me about this competition, because it's all centering around this wonderful horse, Drogheda, that bet the odds back in 1898 and ended up winning the Grand National race in Liverpool. Tell me about the competition, though, that Flogas have launched.
So Flogas, as you said, is the start, our official energy partners, and they've been doing great work with us to keep men's houses and sheds cozy and warm. And so they came up with this fantastic idea to give the lads in the sheds a project, basically, to keep working on over the winter period, because this is the toughest time of the year for everyone. And although the men, some of the sheds are closed, Liam rightly points out, but the men are still in touch, and that's what we want. We want to encourage that, you know, to reduce the isolation and loneliness, to keep in touch. And there's nothing better than a project with a super prize. It's €2,500 for the sheds in the south and sterling for the sheds in the north.
Yes, so this is for a hardware shop of their choice, which is absolutely ideal for the men's sheds, which is great.
Yeah, they can spend on what they want. And they basically they have to interpret the story and reimagine it. And it could be a poem, a piece of woodwork, a piece of metalwork, it could be a painting, it could be anyway. And believe me, there's some fantastic talents throughout the sheds, throughout Ireland. So it'll be really latched on by a lot of the sheds. And there's nothing like a bit of competition to get the men thinking. So it's a great project, and with thanks to Flow Gas to keep them busy. And then the deadline date is March 25th, which is the day that Drogheda won the 1898 Grand National. So there's a nice synergy to the whole piece as well.
Oh, there really is, and I love this. So it can be, you know, a painting, as you said, an art installation. It could be garden, it could be recycled material, it could be woodwork, which that we know the men's shed are very, very talented at as well. Whatever their imagination suggests, they have to reimagine this race with Drogheda in it, and it's a fantastic idea. I really love this idea. But tell me, you know, about the men's shed in general. We had a little taste of it there with Liam. You know, it's been very, very tough on men's sheds around the country. I mean, the whole point of men's shed is to prevent older people, older men from being on their own, isolated. And that's what happened once again when the sheds closed. It would have been very, very difficult for you guys this year.
It has. It's been a great challenge, as it has for everybody. It's particularly hit the men's sheds because, as you rightly say, they're set up to combat loneliness and isolation. So there's been some great stories around the country, and we encourage the men to buddy up and keep in touch with each other. And there's been some, obviously, physical exercise is key for both boosting your immune system and for reducing sort of, you know, picking up the mood and improving your mental health. So there's been some great stories about outside walking. We ourselves have run CL Blue classes, online classes, just to give the men a day to do some exercise on Fridays. And it's just very much about keeping the men getting in touch, keeping in touch with each other, reducing that isolation. Because we really feel next year, when we come out of this, as early as possible, there's just going to be a huge demand for the men's sheds. And it's getting the men who left the shed back in everybody back engaged, which is an important piece. So.
Oh, and anything that we can do here as a station to encourage that, absolutely we will do. And, you know, I have a question coming in here from Paddy. Can you ask how much it is to join the men's shed? Is there? I think it's not anything monetary, is it, Frank?
No, and it's very much like the word shed itself is very much about the informal nature of them. You know, there's not great membership structures. It's very much go down, see if it suits you, if it is for you. You know, Liam would probably say, you know, if you do find you're using the facility, there's a couple of bob towards the sea.
Oh, but it's not gonna break the bank, Paddy. There's no like annual membership or any of that.
Whatsoever, Paddy. And look, there's sheds throughout the country. If you don't have it, they don't ask for it. You know, it's very much a voluntary thing, and it's about fitting in and just becoming a member. You know, it's not. There's no. I'd hate to think there's any barriers at all to it.
Yeah. So go down to your local one, Paddy, when it's opened and get involved, absolutely. I'm going to bring Liam back in on that as well, because Liam, like hearing from Paddy there, that's fantastic, you know, that we're already getting some messages in asking about the men's shed and inquiring about it. You've been a member for quite some time now. What has it done for your life being part of the shed?
Well, when I retired first, I was involved in putting the family tree together. So I spent the first 6-7 months sitting in front of a computer looking up figures and facts and that type of thing. And I said to myself, there has to be more to retirement than this.
Mm.
So a brother of mine was already a member of the shed. And he says, why not come down? So I went down, knew a few of the people there, and was hooked straight away.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, you know, you're encouraging new members all the time, and you're encouraging people to very much get involved in this competition. There's lots of creativity that goes on in the men's shed, isn't that right, Liam?
That is, yeah, very much so. Like, it's surprising, at least I was surprised with some of the people and the creativity that they have. And you would never think it of them. But if I could just mention one point as regards what the shed is about. Like, I mean, if Paddy is still listening, that you come, the ethos of the shed is that you come in at whatever time suits you.
Mm-hmm.
You do whatever suits you and go home when it suits you. And as Frank rightly says, the money is not the priority. It's the member's well-being is the top priority.
Oh, that's fantastic, Liam. That is absolutely brilliant. So closing dates, as you mentioned there, Frank, the closing date for this competition is next year, but that could move around if there's, you know, COVID restrictions and all of that. You're very much encouraging people to enter this, yes?
Absolutely. It's about having a project and something to wake up in January and get involved in. And there's one thing Progas are providing is that two gentlemen in their organisation, Adam and Craig, and you just give them a call. The details are on our own website, menssheds.ie, and give them a call and they'll talk you down with regards to entry and what you need and all that good stuff. So it's very much about having something to do and having something to share and talk about and chat about and create and hopefully at the end of it win. But the winning isn't everything.
No, it's the taking part. It is absolutely the taking part, and I am really excited to see all of the great entries that are going to come in for this, because I do know that the Men's Shed are very, very creative people. I thank you both so much for taking the time out to chat to me about this today.
Sinead, thank you very much for the opportunity, and well done to you and all your colleagues on radio, because I think it's been a great year for radio.
Oh, listen, do you know what? It's a privilege, as I say, it's a privilege to sit behind this microphone and connect with people. And if I connect with one, then that's absolutely fantastic. Job done. But listen, thank you much for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Sinead. Our pleasure.
Not at all. Bye. Bye-bye. Marketing@flowgas.ie, by the way. That is an email that you can get more information. Flowgas.ie, mensshed.ie as well, if you want more information. Absolutely fantastic competition.
11 to 1 on